Erev Tov. I apologize also for this morning that I wasn't able to make it this morning. I was helping my wife 4 or 5 in the morning, so this morning was a difficult morning, but Bezal Hashem will make up for it right now. Tonight's class should be for the Refuah Shalemah of all the Cholim. Mikhlalam Chimdam, Brachat Tushar Elmech, and Kamil Kassar, and Marvin Shalom, and Sarah, David, and Khalifa, but the Baron Rifka, but the Khabir Rifka, the Session, and Sarah Prime, and Amosham, and Hana, if I had Miriam, Yavid, and Fah, and Khanas, and Khabin Malka, Miriam, by the Khazis, Miriam, Hana, and Amos, and Amos, and Amos, and Hana, give a good about Brachat, and the same, and the Nakhad, and Makad, and Shaman, and the Rayon, and the Sabin Fan, and Yam, and the Nasa, and the Yam. Today's daf is daf 29. We left off at the bottom of 28b, Kafchet Amud Bet. Kafchet 28b.
Okay.
28b, we're at the bottom of the page, 5 lines from the bottom, last word on the line. Hare, we said in the Mishnah, Hare netiot ha'elu korban. Somebody says these saplings, these plantings should be like a korban. So the Gemara, then we said, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically said, if they are not cut, and just like the talit, if it is not burned, they should be like a korban, so he can redeem them. But if he said until they are cut, or until it is burned, they cannot be redeemed. So the Gemara says, Vileolam, what, forever they can't be redeemed? Amar Barpada says, Pedaan chozrot vekodshot, Pedaan chozrot vekodshot, Ajik tzitzu. Says, if you try to redeem them, you try to give their value of money, right? He says these are like kodesh, he made them like consecrated. He tries to redeem them, it doesn't work, it comes back to being hekdesh. He tries to redeem them again, it wouldn't work, it would stay hekdesh, until they get chopped, because that's what he says, Ajik tzitzu. Nik tzitzu, once they get cut, he just has to redeem them one time after they get cut, and that's it. That's his opinion. Right? Whereas, Ve'ula Amar, Ula disagrees and says, Kevan sheniktetsu, once they are cut, Shuv ein podan, he doesn't even need to redeem them anymore. Right? So, there's a machloket if he needs to redeem them after his condition has finished, or he doesn't have to redeem them. So the Gemara on the next Amud continues, Amar le Rav Himnuna, Rav Himnuna says, Kedusha shebahen lehechan halcha. According to Ula, that we said that after it gets cut, he doesn't have to redeem it, it goes to Chulin. So where did the Kedusha go? How can it just leave? So the Gemara says, Uma ilu amar leisha. If let's say he said to a woman, Hayom at ishti, today you are my wife, ul machar iat ishti, and tomorrow you are not my wife. Min nafka beloget, is she allowed to walk out of that marriage without a divorce? Does that condition work? Obviously not. If he's telling her that you're married to me, even if he says tomorrow you're unmarried, he has to give a divorce in order for tomorrow for it to go into effect. So too over here, he should be obligated to redeem them after they are cut for that to be go to chulin. So Amar le Rava, Rava says to Rav Himnuna, Mi kamidamit kedushat damim le kedushat aguf. Are you even comparing kedusha of money, of monetary, to kedusha of the actual essence itself? What does that mean? Look at the Mefaresh. The Mefaresh says, Mika medamit, Hane netiot, the Kadisha pedia, Kadisha kedushat damim. These saplings, these plantings that have kedusha, they are kedushat of the money, of their value. Ulahachi pak'u me'achar sheniktesu. Once you cut them, Ula says, they lose their kedusha status now, because that was his condition, until they get cut. Aval isha, but a woman, when he marries a woman, isha kedushat hagufi, she's kedusha of the body. So ulahachi lo paka bechdi. So she can't just lose her kedusha just by saying
money.
Tomorrow we're not married anymore. He has to actually give a divorce. Not like money. Money, value of something. He can make a condition saying tomorrow if these get cut, it's not kedusha anymore.
And that would no condition
doesn't work. He has to actually divorce her. So that's what his question is. He says, are you trying to compare the kedusha of value to the kedusha of an actual person? Kedushat damim, the Gemara says, paka bechdi. The kedusha of value of money. It disappears after the condition is met without any other further reasoning. Whereas kedushat haguf, the actual kedusha of a person, like the case of a woman, lo paka bichti, would not leave the person without, doing something about it. In this case, it's giving a divorce. That condition would not take effect. So that was his answer. Amarle Abaye. Abaye comes and says, there's a Gersa that says, V'kdushat haguf lo paka v'chdi. Does the kedusha of a person not leave, you know, without reason? Like we just explained, it doesn't leave without reason, he's asking. V'hatanya. We have a braita, and the braita says the following. Shor ze ola kol shoshim yom. This ox should be an ola offering for the next 30 days. That if it becomes sacrificed within 30 days, it is considered an ola offering. An ola offering is a higher level of kedusha that it completely gets burned up to Hashem than a shlamim. And he says, ulachar lamed yom, after 30 days, if it gets sacrificed, shlamim, it becomes a shlamim offering. So what's the halacha? Kol shloshim yom, during that first 30 days, if it's sacrificed, ola, it is considered an ola offering. Laachar shloshim yom, after the 30 days, shlamim, it becomes a shlamim offering. So the Gemara now asks, amai, why is that the case? Kedushat haguf ninu, it is considered kedushat haguf. Once you said that these next 30 days it should be an ola offering, it has the kedusha of the actual essence. Upaka bechdi. And clearly what is it doing? After the 30 days, it is evolving its kedusha status and leaving the ola status to go to a shlamim. Without any physical act. Without any reasoning. So the Gemara says, Hacha b'may askinan, what are we dealing with here? Da'amar lidmei. He says, he's talking to the value of the animal. Meaning, if you look at the Mefarish, the first long line in the Mefarish, the Amar Hachi Torat Damav Ola Kol Shoshim Yom Lachar Shevdenu. He says that the value of this animal, of this Ola, should be an Ola for the next 30 days after I redeem it. Ve'ekach b'damav Ola, and I should buy with its value an Ola offering. Lahachi, in that case, la'achar shloshim yom, after 30 days, pak'a bichdi. In that case, after 30 days, it would lose its kedusha. The kedusha damimi, because that's the kedusha of the value of the animal. He's saying, the Torah damav of the ola, the value of the ola offering, I'm going to take this money and go buy an ola with it. So that's the value, the kedusha on the value of the money, not on the animal itself. So that's why, over here, the kedusha leaves the animal after 30 days. It follows the condition.
You have to wait after 30 days and then the money...
After 30 days, the kedusha of the money would not be for an ola anymore, it would turn into for shlamim.
Okay?
So the Gemara then says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, go to the latter part. We say, in the latter case, La'achar shloshim yom ola. If he says after 30 days, it should be an ola offering. And he adds in this very important word. Ume'achshav, and from now, shlamim. It is considered a shlamim offering. So, if you say, I'amart bishlama, if you say it makes sense, chada b'kdushat haguf, v'chada b'kdushat damim. These are two different cases, right? We had the first case that he said, first 30 days ola, after that is shlamim. And we said that was talking about kedusha damim, the kedusha of the value. And the second case, what is it saying? It's saying for the first 30 days, after 30 days it should be an ola, and from now it should be a shlamim. So what is he saying here? It sounds like he's talking about the kedusha of the actual animal is changing. So if we say that one case is talking about kedushat haguf, the kedusha of the actual physical essence, v'chada b'kedushat damim, and one case is talking about the kedusha of the value, that makes sense, because now you have two different cases, it's not repeating itself.
Can we say the animal, the goof of the animal, and the goof of the person is the same thing?
It's a good question, we're not on that, that's not what we're talking. We're saying it's either kedushat damim, the kedusha of the value of the animal, or the kedusha of the animal itself. So if it's the kedusha of the value, that kedusha with a condition can evaporate, can go away after the condition is met. But if it's the kedusha of the animal itself, then you need to actually do a physical act to remove that kedusha. So he's saying these two cases, one is, if one of them is talking about kedusha damim, the first case, and the second one is talking about the kedusha of the animal, that makes sense why it teaches two different cases. But, so that's what the Gemara says, flipping the Amud, Hainu de itzterich le letana le mitnatarte. That's why the Tana would need to have taught two cases. The Salka Data Chamina, I would have thought to say, Kedushat Haguf lo paka bichdi, that the Kedusha of the animal, its physical essence, would not leave without reason. Kedushat Damim, and the Kedusha of its value, paka bichdi, does leave without reason, meaning if the conditions are met. So, Amatu lahachi, Tana Tarte. So that's why I needed to teach both cases, that no, even in both cases over here, it would be, the kedusha would actually be removed from the animal, whether it's kedusha damim or kedusha taguf, right? that whether it's kedushat damim or it's kedushat aguf, paka bechdi, it would leave its kedusha status after the condition is met. That makes sense. Ela iamart, but if you say idi veidi kedushat damim, that both the first case, that he says the olah first 30 days and then shlamim, it turns into shlamim. Or the second case, where he says shlamim first 30 days and then it turns into olah. If both of those are talking about kedushat damim, the kedusha of the value of the animal, then why does he need to teach both? Teach us one time and that's enough. That's what the Gemara says. So, idi ve'idi kedushat damim, if both of them are talking about the kedusha of the value, lama li lemit natarte, why would it need to teach two different cases? Very good. Okay, very good. So the Gemara answers, hashta, now, yesh lomar, mikdusha chamura, likdusha kala, kala paka'a. It says, from a case of kedusha chamura, right, it's extending the question actually, this is an extension to the question. In the first case that we said it turns from an ola into a shlamim. Mm-hmm. Ola, we said, is a higher sanctity, because it gets fully burned to Hashem. Shlamim doesn't. So, if we said that the case of the ola can turn into a shlamim, so, kedushat chamura, a stricter kedusha, the kedusha kala can turn into a more lenient kedusha. In that case, paka mikdusha. Sorry, paka. It left its kedusha status from the stricter one to the more lenient one, from an ola to a shlamim. So if that's the case, then kal vachomer, we can say, how much more so? Mikdusha kala. In the second case, that when it's a shlamim the first 30 days, likdusha chamura, and then it turns into a stricter kedusha, which is an ola offering, the second case, tzricha lameimar. Do you even have to say such a case? Meaning, let's reread this. We said the first case was it went from a stricter kedusha to a more lenient kedusha. The second case, it went from a lenient kedusha, shlamim, to a more stricter kedusha.
Okay.
So if in the first case, if it's talking about both of them are kedusha damim, and they're both teaching the same lesson. The first case is saying you go from a kedusha chamura, a more stricter kedusha can turn into a more lenient kedusha. How much more so from a more lenient can go into a stricter? Why do we even need the second case? The stricter one is ola.
The ola go first.
And then after 30 days it would turn into a shlamim.
Okay.
So then why do you need the second case? That's what the Gemara is asking. Tzricha lemeimar, do you even need to ask that? Do you even say that? So the Gemara says, lema teve tiyuvta derbar peda. Let's say this is a contradiction on the opinion of Bar Pada. How so? Let's look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, the Hacha Amar, the Afilu Kedushat Haguf Paka Bechdi. Over here he says that even the Kedusha of the physical essence would leave once the condition is met. Ubar Pada Amar, and Bar Pada said what? Niktetu Podan Pam Achat Afilu Kedushat Damim Lo Paka Bechdi. Bar Pada's opinion is that even once the thing was cut, the saplings were cut, you need to redeem them. Even in a case where it's kedushat damim, it's kedushat the value. So he's disagreeing with this. Over here we're saying that even if it's kedushat daguf, it doesn't matter. We're saying, or in this case, we're really talking about kedushat damim, it without any physical change, bichdi, without any reasoning, once the condition is met, it changes its kedushat level. That, let's say that this is a contradiction on the opinion of Bar Pada.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara comes and says, Amar lach Bar Pada. Bar Pada would tell you, Hachika is a girsa, actually. The girsa changes it and says, Chasuri mechsara, and this is going with the Mefarish, how his girsa is. Chasuri mechsara vehachikatane. This is actually what was meant to be said. It was, something is missing over here and we need to add to it. He says, Im lo amar me'achshav shlamim. If he doesn't say this very important word, me'achshav, from now, it's a shlamim. Le'achar shloshim yom, ola havei. After 30 days, it turns into an ola. Why? Midi dahava, just like the same case as the following. Ha'omer le'ishav, somebody says to a woman, Hitkadshili, you will be married to me, you will be mekudeshet to me, la'achar shloshim yom, after 30 days. And what do we say? The mekudeshet, she's considered married from now, even though shenit achlu ha'ma'ot, even though, let's say, for example, he comes to the woman and says, after 30 days, you'll be mekudeshet, you'll be married to me. Here's the money from now. The money goes and gets spent within the 30 days. By the 30th day, they come, where's the money? It's gone, it's spent. What's the deen? The Gemara says she's married.
Mm-hmm.
She's considered mekudeshet from the beginning. So too over here, we're saying the same rule. If he didn't say me'achshav from now, then it becomes an ola after 30 days. Look at the mefarish. It's very important to understand this mefarish.
Because you have to lock it in into that the kiddusha of that korban.
From now, yes. So look at the mefarish. I'm going to read a lot of mefarish right now because it's very important. Ha'omer shor ze ola kol shoshim yom. If somebody says that this shor should be, this ox should be an ola for the first 30 days. U'me'achshav, and from now, la'achar shoshim yom, after 30 days, shlamim, it should be a shlamim. So kol shoshim yom la'achar ola, for 30 days, the first 30 days it would be an ola if it was sacrificed. La'achar shoshim yom, after 30 days, shlamim, it would be a shlamim. De'ho'il ve'amar me'achshav, since he said the word me'achshav, from now, chal ale shem shlamim. The name of a shlamim took effect on it because he said the word from now. Me'achshav, from the very beginning, from now. Umishum hachin, that's why have a shlamim lachar shoshim yom. That's why it's considered a shlamim after 30 days. The kedushat haguf paka behachi. The kedusha of the animal left with just those words, bichdi. Ho'il ve'amar me'achshav, since he said the words, me'achshav. But if he didn't say, avalim lo amar me'achshav, if he didn't say the words me'achshav, shlamim, so le'achar shoshim yom ola havi. Then after 30 days it would stay as an ola. In that case, if he didn't say the words me'achshav, afilu lachar shoshim yom, the mekudeshet lachar shoshim yom, the hatam lo paka kedushat haguf bichti. Because also by the case of mekudeshet, the case of mekudeshet also wouldn't resolve the kedusha aspect if he, without any reasoning. He needs to say me'achshav. He needs to actually do an action.
So me'achshav is meaning counting
from now
and at the
30th day.
If he didn't say
from now, then it wouldn't.
If he didn't say me'achshav, you have to wait after 30.
No, even after 30 days, it stays as an olah. If he didn't say me'achshav. Okay. Now look at the next mefarish. The mekudeshet, the case of mekudeshet, le'achar shoshim yom, after 30 days, dechilo amar me'achshav. If he doesn't say from now, damya lehad haomer leisha. It's similar to a case if he said to a woman, helach prutazo, take this pruta, this money, vitkachili le'achar shoshim yom, and you'll be married to me after 30 days. He didn't say me'achshav. It's similar to that case. The mekudeshet le'achar shoshim yom, she's considered married to him after 30 days. Ve'af agav denichachlu nitachlu hamaot shel kedushin, even though the money got consumed, she'enam ba'olam, she spent it. Havia mekudeshet le'achar shoshim yom, she's considered married to him after 30 days. Hachinami, so too in our case, ki lo amar me'achshav, if he didn't say the words from now, af agav dehalchu le'ach shoshim yom shel ola, even though the 30 days passed after the ola, hashtanami ola have, it stays as an ola offering. Okay, and I'm going to skip a few lines. Skipping a little bit in the Mefaresh. The Kevan, she iskir ola techila. You know what? Let's not skip. Let's read the whole thing. V'seifa de ketani, in the latter case that we said, la'achar shoshim yom ola, after 30 days, the second case that we brought. After 30 days, it's an ola. Ume achshav ve'ad shoshim yom shlamim. And from now until 30 days, it's a shlamim. Da'achar shoshim yom have ola. We said after 30 days, that case, it would become an ola offering, which was the second case on the previous amud. Upaka kedushat shlamim, and the kedushav shlamim exits. In that case, even though he didn't say the words me'achshav, right? This was our second case we had on the previous amud. He said that it will be an ola after 30 days. He said that part first. And then he said it will be a shlamim from now. So even though he didn't say me'achshav by the case of, he didn't say from now, from the case of ola, why does it turn into an ola offering? So he says, hatam mishum dekadim ve'amar beresha. Since over there in that case he said ola first, that's why it turns into an ola after 30 days. La'achar shoshim yom, ola. It turns into an ola. The kevan she'izkir ola techila nasa ke'omer me'achshav. Once he said ola first, it's as if he said me'achshav. It's as if he said the words from now. Beautiful. So he says, hilkach, therefore we can learn. La'achar shoshim yom, ola have. After 30 days it becomes an ola. Ve'hacha hu mishum de'amar me'achshav paka kedusha v'tarvayu. That's why over here in this case, when he said me'achshav, the kedusha lives in both cases. Ben mekedushat damin, ben mekedushat aguf. Whether it's kedusha of the animal, or whether it's kedusha the value, or whether it's kedusha of the animal, the kedusha lives because he said the word me'achshav. Aval be'alma, but in a general case, afilu kedushat damim, in a regular case even, where it's kedusha of the value of the animal, lo paka bichdi, it wouldn't, the kedusha wouldn't leave for no reason. Velo kashel barpada, this is not difficult to the opinion of barpada, that he says you need to redeem it even after the saplings were cut. Mm-hmm. He agrees with this. What's the reason over here that the kedusha leaves? Because he said ola first, or he said me'achshav. That would change it. And really, what is this? This is still a contradiction in the opinion of Ula. Ula said that you don't need to redeem it. Once the saplings are cut, it's considered chulin. That's clearly against what we're saying over here. We're saying, no, the kedusha doesn't leave without any reason. You need to have some reason. You need to have some actual physical reason that the kedusha would leave. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara is saying, this is how Bar Pada would answer you, and this really is still a kushya on the opinion of Ula. So the Gemara says, pshita. Back to the Gemara. Sorry, there's a lot of mefarish. It's very important though, that point. Point of me'achshav and the aspect of the second thing that we learned, that it says ola first, that's why it takes effect in ola.
So when it says ola, you have to say
me'achshav, or he says ola first, and that would take effect like me'achshav.
Okay.
Very good. So the Gemara says, Pshita, this is pretty obvious. But what's obvious? Meaning, okay, look at the Mefaris again. It's so important to see the Mefaris.
Klomar, isn't that the same case though? Right.
I'll say, look at the Mefaris. Klomar, the Kevan, the Mechserat, the Matnitin, since the Mishnah was missing something, and you answered, Vitarat Sal Dachi Kamar, Shor Ze Ola Koshoshim Yom, you said, this Akshabi and Ola the first 30 days, Ume Akshav, the Koshoshim Yom Shlamim, and you said, from now, after 30 days, it will be a Shlamim. We said after 30 days it becomes a shlamim. Why do you have to say again that this is the case? If you didn't say the words, why do you have to teach us that again? We already know that. Once you said you need to say the words, so mimela, you know, yadana de'im lo amar me'achshav la'achar shoshim yom shlamim have ola. That if you didn't say the words, it would stay as an ola. So why do you need to state this whole case again? We already learned this. We know this case. You need to say the words me'achshav. If you don't say it, stays. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha dehadar bei. What we are talking about over here in this case is talking about a case where the guy retracted his opinion. Meaning, at first he didn't say me'achshav, and then he retracted his opinion, and he said me'achshav after that. So wait, let me give you the example. He said, this ak should be in Ola for 30 days, and after 30 days it turns into shlamim. And then he changes his mind, and he says, no, from now, he only says that after. He retracted what he said. So since at first, when he said this first 30 days, it should be an Ola, he didn't say from now. Mm-hmm. So then, before he said the 30 days of the Shlamim, after 30 days it becomes Shlamim, therefore, it's as if he said nothing. You can't retract. If he said 30 days Ola, and then after 30 days it becomes Shlamim, he didn't say the word Me'achshav, it stays as an Ola. Right?
Why about
so that, and you can't fix it by saying it afterwards. That's the chidush over here. I would have thought that maybe, no, if he fixes it, it would work. The Gemara is teaching us that, no, yeah, even if he retracted it.
If we talked about Shlami first and then...
It doesn't make a difference. He has to say the word me'akshav. That's the point.
In order for it to change.
Meaning he's saying that once this is, if this is sacrificed within the first 30 days, it becomes an olah. Mm-hmm. And from now, I'm making this turn into a shlamim after 30 days. It's right. A little bit weird on the wording, but that's how it's worded. Let's just finish it off. Hanicha, this makes sense. Hanicha lemanda amar. This all makes sense according to the opinion that says, eina chozeret. Okay, so this is talking about a case of somebody who got married. And let's say the husband, the person died, and then she got, or divorced, and then she got up and remarried within 30 days. Okay? She remarried within 30 days. So what's the case over here? According to the person who says, you know, that marriage to take effect, it needs to take effect only after 30 days, the woman can't retract her consent. Meaning, okay, so there's a machloket elsewhere. You know what, let's see if we can read the Mefarish over here. Let's see the Mefarish. Hanich laman da'amar eina chozer. It makes sense according to the person who says you can't retract, the woman cannot retract. So what does that mean? Shim amda v'nitkacha l'sheni v'toch shloshim yom. If she went and married a second person within 30 days, eina mikudeshu. She's not considered married l'sheni to the second person. So matzeh l'memar, maybe you can say, midi dehava ha'omer le'isha, in the same case that we're bringing over here. Meaning, there's a machloket if that woman who, in a case of marriage, set to take effect after 30 days, does the woman have the consent to retract that kiddushin or not? So there's one opinion that says no, ina chozer, she cannot retract that consent. The other opinion says yes, she can. So this makes sense according to the one who says you can't retract, following her opinion, you can't retract. But according to the opinion who says that you can retract, if she went and married to the second person within 30 days, she's considered married to the second person. So according to that person, How would you make sense of what we're saying over here? That we're saying the retracting, you saying me'achshav after the fact, wouldn't work. According to the opinion over there that says that you, the woman who retracts her consent is considered married, then over here also, if the guy retracts his opinion and says me'achshav, it should be considered taking effect. One second. So let's read it inside. Hanicha lemanda amar, this makes sense according to the opinion that says, eina chozeret, that she cannot retract her consent. Ela lemanda amar, according to the one who says chozeret, she can retract her consent. Ma'ik lememar, what would you say over there? Because according to that opinion, also in our case, he should be able to retract and say me'achshav.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Afilu lamanda amar hatam chozeret, even over there, according to the opinion that says that she can retract her opinion, her consent, over here, hachashane, over here it's different. Da'amirato legavoa kemesirato lehedyot. A person saying to, you're making a declaration of something to Hashem really, as a holy thing, after 30 days, is just as effective as somebody who is handing something over, he's transferring something over, like an object, to a private person. Meaning to say that it does take effect after 30 days. Here, let's look at the Mefarah. She says, "Daminato legavoa mekivan de amar." Since he said me'achshav ola, from now it's an ola. Velo amar me'achshav shlamim, and he didn't say from now it's a shlamim. Lo paka bichdi. Oh, it doesn't leave its status ula olam have ola, and forever it stays as an ola because he didn't say me'achshav shlamim. So what it's saying here is that why is this case different? Why do we say in our case, retracting, saying me'achshav after the fact wouldn't work? Since in the beginning you said, from now it's an ola, and you didn't say from now it's a shlamim, so it stays as an ola, because amiratullah gavua, you speaking, saying this should be something like an ola offering, is like you handing it over to a hediot, and therefore it would not be able to retract your opinion and go back on it, as if to say that you can retroactively go back and say me'achshav. Let's just completely clearly understand the machloket about the kiddushin aspect. So there's a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, just explain it clearly, with regards to a woman who accepted the kiddushin money within with marriage to take effect after 30 days, if she can retract her consent before the 30th day. So the guy comes and says, here's the kiddushin money within 30 days, and I want to marry you after 30 days. And she can come back and say, I retract, I don't want the money. This was the machloket. So there was a machloket with regards to that. So that was the machloket we were referring to. We said, the one opinion says, you cannot retract. That works with our Gemara. But the other opinion says, no, you can. She can come and retract and say, I want to give my money back. So therefore, according to that opinion, why can't she retract in our case? So the Gemara explains that our case is different because Amiratul Gavua, the speaking to the holy, to Hashem, this Ola, is like Mesiratul Lehediot, is like handing something to a private person. And so therefore, a verbal, here, the way they explain it over here is a verbal declaration, for example, of to give property of something holy, is as if a person actually transferred the property with an actual kinyan. And so therefore, since it's as if he did that, when a person says this should be an ola offering, he's making it as if he is handing something over to someone with a kinyan. And once he hands it over to someone with a kinyan, that's it. The acquisition is done. You can't retract that. So that's why he can't retract and say me'achshav retroactively. Very, very confusing. But that's essentially what we're learning here. Let's go back and do a 1 minute recap. Okay? He cannot retract. Yeah, you can ask at the end. We started at the Amud Bet. And Kafchet Amud Bet, and we were saying we had a machloket between Bar Pada and Ula if you need to redeem after it was cut, the saplings were cut or not. Bar Pada said yes, and Ula said no. That was part number one. Part number two of the daf, when we got to the Amud Aleph, was the difference between Kedushat Damim versus Kedushat Aguf, the Kedushat of the value versus the Kedushat of the actual physical essence. Where we said the Kedushat of the physical essence, you can't just paka bikdi, just doesn't leave without reason. And whereas with value, it would, if it met its condition, it would leave. And then the Amud Bet was essentially, we had a Kushiyan Bar Pada, and then we answered the Kushiyan, we brought back the Kushiyan back onto Ula. And we said that, hey, Ula, what are you going to answer over here? And then we said, really, this is Peshitta, this is obvious, that we don't need to state this case again, the aspect of you have to say me'achshav. And the Gemara answered, stating that it was going, according to the opinion, it's going on the machlok and masach kiddushin between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that one of them says the woman can retract, the other one says not. So according to the one who says you can't retract, it works with our Gemara, that we said you can't retract retroactively and go and say me'achshav after the fact. Whereas according to the opinion, it says the woman can retract within 30 days. Let this man come and retract and say me'achshav from now, after he said without me'achshav, and be able to retract. The Gemara said, no, that doesn't work, because amirato legavor ki misirato lehediot, that once he makes an amira legavor, he says something for it to be like a ola offering to Hashem, so it's as if he's handing some property over to somebody with a kinyan, and so you cannot retract on something like that. Okay? Very good, very clear. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Any questions? Rabbi Johnny made a correction that what it's talking about in the case of Kiddushin is talking about a woman who is marrying for the first time, which is why after 30 days she would be able to get married, versus a woman who is remarrying who would need to wait 3 months.